darling dearest. Most people, when they are born, they believe they are at the beginning of the story, but this is rarely true. For most of us, we're at the middle of the story. The early middle, the late middle, who knows, but the middle. We enter mid-scene, if we're lucky. And for a few, we're at the end, unfortunately. But you, when you were born, you were perhaps the start of my story. Even though my story is at its conclusion, its denouement, or thereabouts. I was born here, you know, right here. There was a cabin here. My grandfather built it with his own hands. The neighbours came to help raise the roof. There was music and food, or so I was told. This was before the cemetery grew and the cabin came down, of course. Ours were some of the first graves. This one here, with the worn-down writing, where I first met you. It was my great-aunt's, really. I've always enjoyed visiting it, imagining her life, her afterlife. And you, so fresh, the bloom of youth on your cheeks, as they say. You were whistling as you walked through. That's what I noticed. That, and the way you were careful not to step on the graves, even the ones overgrown with grass. I appreciated that about you, right from the start, long before I realised I would fall in love. Can you imagine, at my age, falling in love? I couldn't have, didn't. Not once did I imagine. But yet, here we are, darling dearest, sitting among the dead, at peace, at rest. Yet, our hands touch, and I can feel the warmth flowing from you, the life, the desire. And then, is it so odd, really, to fall in love? To make love here? Isn't it actually just the place where life should be affirmed? My story was over, mostly over, when we met. I was born, I grew, I worked. Our lives were hard and I had few expectations. Love never came and I never went looking. There were cattle to care for and crops to seed, food to forage. And before I knew it, I wasn't young. I wasn't beautiful. I know you will say I am beautiful, and I am in my way. But I mean the beauty of youth, the fresh, the new. That was gone before it was ever tasted. And then a season or two passed, and I was old and alone. They dropped away, Mum, then Dad, my sisters, a brother lost to the war, all of them, even the neighbours. They drifted away like the fall leaves. No one left who knew me. No one to remember me. No one to even see me. Women, older women, they're invisible in the world anyway, so what difference did it make? But then you came along, didn't you? I honestly don't understand the magic of you. So much beauty, so much passion, just so much packed into you, isn't there? And you didn't look through me. You didn't look past. You looked at me. You saw me. It's funny. I almost screamed when you spoke to me that first time. It's supposed to be the other way around, silly. But it had just been so long since anyone spoke to me, I'd forgotten it was possible. I like it here, you said. Just, I like it here, with the breeze blowing the grass against my aunt's grave. I think I wouldn't have normally replied, to be honest, but I was so startled that I answered instinctively. Me too, I said. The first words I'd said to anyone in what seemed to be years, decades, I don't know. And that was enough. We were talking, conversing, blabbing away about the graveyard, about the meadow, about life and death and after, everything. We were touching, holding hands, reaching out to touch arms and legs to make a point. When you kissed me, I didn't know what to do, where to put my hands, where to put my lips even. How could I find something new to learn now? It's truly amazing. And we learned together, didn't we? First how to kiss, then how to touch, how to make love, how to be love. So many new things to know. Falling in the grass with the drizzle bouncing off us as you undressed me and caressed me and kissed each new patch of skin you revealed. The heat of you burning into my liquid centre. The absolute joy that physical contact brings and the powerful, primal, obsessive love that consumes you just as you consummate it. All these things I had to learn. We had to learn. We. Because I know you felt it too. To possess and be possessed. To feel a new you open up before you as you poured yourself literally and figuratively into me. And I loved it all. So much. So much, my darling dearest. You may never know. And I have seen you too. Who you are, what you are. You are love. You're the sun. You're the heat of the day and the damp of the night. The wind that whistles through the tree that grew where the barn once stood, now tall and proud. Have you felt yourself grow, change, become? Yes? Have you? Hold on to it, darling dearest. Hold on to it for me. Treasure it. Nurture it. Blow the spark into a flame and carry it forward for me, because I won't be there to carry it forward for you. Shh. Shh, my darling. My dearest. Now is not the time for tears, for regrets. Now is the time for change, for moving forward once again, for learning one last new thing, the one thing that escaped me all these years. No, darling dearest, don't cry. Be happy for me. Finally, finally. I'm moving on to what comes next. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is, but I feel the pull. It feels like my mother, my father, my sisters, and my poor, poor brother. I never understood why they left and I didn't. Why I stayed here to watch the house come down, to see the cemetery grow. But I finally understand now. That's the gift you gave to me. You gave me the chance to love and to be loved, to be completed. And now I am complete. And so is my time here. I don't know what I will find there, but I'm holding on to that feeling of you, the taste of you, the smell of you, as long as I can. You, my darling dearest. So please, please, hold the thought of me close, but not too close, because you also need to grow and learn and become. Believe me, the last thing you want is to watch the world turn and change and be stuck here in the cemetery for an age, watching the rain fall.